Spoonful of Paolo, here we go.
Hey everyone, it's Paolo, and Happy New Year. Okay, I am so excited because today I am talking with the entire cast of Hulu's How I Met Your Father, which includes my girl, my friend, Hillary Duff. I'm so excited. Okay, I've seen the first four episodes, and let me tell you, it is so, so good. All right, I'll see you guys with the cast, and can't wait.
So first I'm gonna be talking to Hillary Duff, who plays Sophie, Chris Lowell, who plays Jesse, and Tien Tran, who plays Ellen.
Oh my gosh. Hi, everyone. Hi, Hillary.
Hi.
Hi, Chris. Hi, Tien. Yeah.
Those flowers are still just thriving in my kitchen.
Yay!
Thriving. Guys, this is Paolo, and he's the best.
Okay.
All right. Can't wait.
I can already tell.
Thank you, guys. Oh, thank you. Okay, I have to say that I've seen the first four episodes, and oh my gosh, it is just so, so, so good. I'm obsessed with all of you, but I'm gonna start with you, Hillary, because, you know, I know you were a fan of How I Met Your Mother, and you here you are playing the lead character, Sophie. You know, when my favorite show, Younger, ended, like, did you ever think, because you had a lot of possibilities, but do you feel like that now you've landed in the perfect place with everything that you've been through?
Gosh, you know, it's a really good way to put it, because it just seems a little cliche to say it that way, but I truly do. You know, mm-hmm. After Younger, I didn't know, like, when I was going to have a job, and I was, like, having another baby, and you know, not that I like needed to work, but I'm an actor. I want to work, and I want to, you know, I've heard no so many times, you know, and I've been lucky to like get like really important women roles on TV that I've loved being a part of. And this is like on another level with people that I'm like, oh, this is, yeah. I get a seat at this table. Like, it's so cool. Isaac and Elizabeth could sell me anything. And the idea that the show was just sent to me and I read it and it was like, I get this, you know, and then I get to be a part of casting it. And all of these people come into my world and we get to show up on set and we've all never worked on a sitcom before with the multicam. Like, all of us just showed up and continued to all season long. And now, you know, there's so much respect and love, and we got to play and have fun. And when we were like lost or struggling, the others would like boost us up. You know, it was really a dream of a job.
It's very similar to the way you see it on the show, where like the whole dynamic of like us lifting each other up when we're full of doubt or insecurities. It was very much that when the cameras weren't rolling as well, because like Hillary said, we were all brand new to this format. And I think all a little bit nervous and doe-eyed. And the support network that we immediately established for each other, I think, is just as strong off camera as it is on camera.
Wow. I saw it. I felt it. I really did. It's so great. Good. You know, for you, Chris, you've worked with so many talented, amazing, you know, women on the big screen and small screen. But for you, Chris, what was it like working so closely, you know, with Hillary Duff?
That was awesome. I mean, I do this all the time, but I fucking love you, Hillary. You're just, everyone, every single one of these interviews, people keep talking about like the icon status of Hillary Duff. And I think one of the best compliments I can pay her is that she in no way comes across, she doesn't put out that kind of energy. She's just like another one of our co-stars who is working her ass off and raising three children and finding the time to still laugh and go out and think about others and do things for her kids and for herself and for her husband and for her coworkers. And it's just a spectacular person to be able to work with. I've worked with a lot of wonderful women and Hillary is another one. I mean, I'm
oh my God. Okay. Oh my God. And you know, my last question for you, Tien, you know, you on the show, you play Jesse's adopted sister. You are newly single. And here you openly gay in real life. And so is your character. What was it about Ellen that really you brought her to life for all of us, for the LGBTQ+ community, for the Asian American community? Because there's something special about Ellen that you don't see her character in any other show. So what was it for you that you said, wow, I get to bring her to life, this special character?
I mean, for me, what's most exciting about Ellen is that she gets to be one of the friends. She's like, just one of the friend groups, and that, you know, those intersecting identities that you mentioned, none of the conflicts of her storyline ever come out of that. There's no, you know, trauma associated with her coming out. She's out. She's been married. She's divorced and, you know, ready to schmovorce. And I think that, I think that's what's so exciting about her, is that she is very authentically herself, and like her friends, flailing in her love life, but like her friends, is finding a grounding and loving, supportive space in the new friendships and sibling relationships that she gets to be. And I just like that she just gets to be goofy as hell. And I'm very excited and honored to play her.
Hello, like, honestly, Ellen / Tien has become all of our favorite characters in the show. She's our number one queen.
And she has
this most amazing quality of saying whatever comes to mind. And then when she realizes it was the wrong thing to say, just sits there quietly and sits in it. We're like, I know Tien or myself would be just crawling in our skin to make it better. And she just blurts it out. And then she's like, oh. And then she just sits and stares and waits for someone else to like fill the space. And we're like, yes, we all need more of that. We all need less pressure.
Look, you know, because I'm there, tell me to wrap it up. So I'm going to wrap it up. But I have to say, honestly, like, you know, like, this show is every fan of yours, every fan of How I Met Your Mother. Like, me watching the first four episodes with my husband, we literally were laughing and crying. It's good. It's special. Everyone is going to love it. And if there's any haters out there, block them or don't even listen to them. But it's so good.
Thank you, fellow
characters. And I want to say congratulations to all of you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love you all.
Big hug.
Yeah, I got
all right. Next up, I'll be talking to Francia Raisa, who plays Valentina, Tom Ainsley, who plays Charlie, and Sudhij Sharma, who plays Sid.
Hi, everyone. I have to say, I've seen the first four episodes. Oh my God, it's so good. It's so good.
This is the energy we're waiting for. We're waiting for this whole morning.
Okay, I'll start with you, Francia. Listen, your character, Valentina, who is BFFs with Sophie. She's her roommate. I fell in love with her. Like, I want to be friends with her, you know, because she's so spectacular. We all know that you're spectacular, a good friend in real life. But what was it? Because there's something special about the chemistry of all of you in this show that was so fun to watch. What was it, you think, that made you guys so close and fun to watch? Because it felt like you guys knew each other for, like, years.
Yeah, I think we all just had the same passion for the show. I think we were all just as equally excited to be a part of this project. We all fell in love with our characters. I mean, the minute I read Valentina, the sides for my audition, I was like, I know her. I need to do this. And then to come on set and hear everyone else's voice in each character, I think we all just got really excited and understood that we had something special. And after our first table read, we went out for a drink and we really got to know each other. And I think it really created the relationship that comes across on screen. We all had the same goal in mind, was to make a great show.
Oh my God, I felt it. I loved it so much. Sudhij, there's this 10-year challenge on social media. It's going viral. And your 10-year challenge is pretty remarkable because, as you see, 10 years ago, you were with the Tigers.
And I'm a Tiger to Hillary Duff. Let's get it.
You're talking Tiger.
And 10 years later, you're with Hillary Duff in an Uber.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Hey, I've done okay. Shit. Damn,
you I'm happy really about good.
Hey, I never saw it like that. That's good.
I have to say.
One thing to tell you the story of how he got it's pretty remarkable.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I want to say for you, episode 3, I think it was, you killed it. It was so funny. What is it like for you? Like, I feel like you guys got to push the envelope because you're on Hulu. Because if it was on a regular network, that wouldn't have happened, but it was so good. What was it like for you going to that extreme of just making us laugh like crazy?
Man, it was really fun. This is the funny thing, man. You read some of this stuff, like, you know, that I had to put myself in a 1700 scuba helmet, and you're like, all right, this is okay. Okay, are we gonna do this? And then you get on set, and these people back you up so well and change your lines so quick in such good ways. You're like, man, this is fun. I never would have thought it would be as fun as it ended up being, okay? I was almost like, I am just way too comfortable here. This is sus. But the best time, man. Really, genuinely the best time. We're so blessed to have the people we're working with because because they back you up in this way. You trust them automatically, and for and not like fake trust, not fake trust, like genuinely. Yeah. Oh man, it was great.
You did. My husband and I, we were laughing so hard we had to rewatch it. It was just so good. Okay.
No, you didn't rewatch it, man. Come on, man.
It was so good. Okay, Tom. Hello, Mr. Cutie Pie. You play Charlie, who comes from a wealthy family, who's in love with Valentina. And I have to say that I think you Instagrammed on November 20th. You said, "How I Met Your Father, season one, was a dream. The most incredible group of people you've ever likely to find." What made this show a dream for you, would you
say? I didn't mean that. I never said anything that nice about my castmates ever.
You did, but come on.
There was, I tell you, when we first met, there was like a collective fear. We were all terrified about this job that we were undertaking. We'd never done this sort of format before. And I spent 10, 12 weeks with the most caring, loving, supportive actors that you are ever likely to find. And it was, we carried each other through it, through moments when you know, we'd go, "I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this scene in the way that they're expecting it of me." We were there for each other. And I hate to admit that, but we really are just as good friends as we're making out to be.
No, I was just saying, we had some really cute off-screen moments. There was a day where I came to set and Tom had a nice little letter for me and my favorite snag on my trailer. Oh, I'm telling them. And then there was a day where, you know, Hillary and I had a really long day and Tian, who plays Ellen, was not working that day, but she showed up to set just to drop off like juices for us so we can have energy for our long night. So those were the things that, you know, we would do for one another. And it came out, you know, it showed on screen and off screen. And it was just one of the best casts.
I have to say that I'm wrapping it up right now because I have to say that you guys have over 7 million views of the trailer. People are excited. People want to see it, whether it's your fans, How I Met Your Mother. We are waiting. I mean, I've seen the first 4 episodes, but I mean, everyone else is waiting. So I have to say, you guys killed it. I love you all and congratulations because this is your moment. Take it. Have fun with it, okay?
We love you.
Thank you, Paul.
You're amazing.
Yes.
Oh, that was nice.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys. Bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, and finally, I'll be talking to the writers and executive producers, Isaac Aptaker and Elizabeth Berger.
Elizabeth and Isaac, hi, I'm Paolo. And I have to say, it's an honor to be in your presence because you two have been a part of some amazing and powerful shows like This Is Us and Love, Victor. So I want to say congratulations on How I Met Your Father. I've seen the first 4 episodes and it's amazing. It's like everything you would want it to be and more. What is it like for you two that now the first season has been taped? Is it everything you hoped it would be? Is it even more? Like, tell me. Elizabeth, go ahead.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for that incredibly lovely introduction. That is so nice. It feels really good. We're very, very excited for people to see the show. So I think sort of as we go into this home stretch before it premieres, we're all kind of just like, okay, let's do it. We made it. It's done. And we can't wait for people to fall in love with this cast the way that we have. We think, you know, sort of led by Hillary and then the rest of our ensemble is just so special and so funny and people are going to love them. So we're just so excited to get it out there.
Wow. And for you, Isaac, thank you for that. Thank you, Elizabeth. And for you, Isaac?
Yeah. I mean, Elizabeth and I both grew up just loving sitcoms and we've never gotten to do a multicam one in this fashion before. And we're, like Elizabeth said, we're so excited to put it out in the world. It feels like despite the 9 million shows on TV right now, there is a void for this kind of show. And it has been a hard 2 years, and to have sort of a fun, cozy group of friends to go hang out with for a half hour at the end of a long day is something that we could all desperately use.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, recently Hillary Duff said, "Isaac and Elizabeth are brilliant and I can't wait to work alongside them and all their genius." Even before you guys started rehearsal for the show, how confident were you with Hillary Duff playing Sophie? Did you just know it or like, tell me, what were you thinking?
Yeah, so confident. I mean, like between her and Mandy Moore, I'm always like, I only want to work with people who've been doing this since they were 12 because like no one is better at it. It's just like, she's so, so funny. She's so relatable. She has that quality, who knows what it is, but like you just instantly care what happens to her. So like she, like right away you're like, I'm invested in this character, I need her to be okay. Hillary brings that to the table instantly. And on top of that, she's just the most professional, hardworking. She shows up, she's ready to go. She knows her stuff. She gets it done. She goes home and she takes care of three kids. It's like, it's truly remarkable.
Oh my God. Do you feel the same way, Elizabeth? That's so crazy. I love it.
I mean, absolutely. You know, it's funny because sometimes like studio execs will bring you an idea for an actor for your project and you'll be like, that doesn't make any sense at all. But in this case, Hillary's name was raised and we were just like, of course she is the character. So then you go in with such high expectations and she just, you know, she somehow managed to surpass them. It's insane. So we just feel like we got so lucky and we just won the lottery with her.
Wow. Can you guys feel the anticipation of the show? Because I mean, on the trailer, you guys have over 7 million views, and whether it's like the characters or the stars, their fans, or How I Met Your Mother fans, can you guys feel the excitement and people like just saying, oh my God, I can't wait to see who the father is and you know, all that. Can you feel that?
Yeah, it's funny. I think we were like a little naive when we first started the project because the notion was brought to us and we thought, wow, yeah, of course, that sounds so fun. Like we loved the original. We you know, went to college in New York and we love this world of dating in New York City and your friends. It feels very relatable to us. So we kind of just got on board and were so excited. And then as more and more news about the show started to break, we started to realize like, wow, people really care about this. Like we knew they would care, but they really care about it, which has sort of added a whole other level of excitement and pressure, but good pressure. But yes, we can feel it.
Oh my God. And you feel the same thing, Isaac? Like you can feel it as well?
Oh yeah. You kind of have to tune it out a little bit because otherwise, it's a little overwhelming. Like, oh man, I hope people like it. But yes, we were thrilled with the response to the content we put out so far. And we're just like Elizabeth said, we've been living with this for a year now. We're so excited to get it out into the world already.
Oh my God. Look, I know you're not going to tell me, but do you guys know who the father is? Like, you're not going to tell me, I know, but like, because I'm like, oh, it's Jesse. Oh, it's Ian. Oh, it's Drew. Like, do you know who it is or you're just not going to say anything?
We have a very loose plan. We like to have a plan. We sort of learned that from our This Is Us training, I call it, you know, the 6 years that we've done sort of making our roadmap and sort of thinking very carefully about things that we know we want to hit. So we've started to do that. And we have a notion for sort of our end game here. That being said, we're very early in our run here and it's, I wouldn't say etched in stone, but we do like to proceed with sort of a general path and we do have that.
Wow. Look, I just want to say honestly for believing in this show and because I know you both have worked so hard. You've worked hard your entire life, but to be here and this show's about to premiere like in less than a week is huge. I hope you take this moment in because you both deserve it and I'm so excited and I cannot wait for everyone to watch it because it's everything you want it to be. So thank you so much. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paula.
It's so nice.
Thank you guys. All right. Have a good day. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining me today on the A Spoonful of Paulo podcast. For tons more interviews or the video version of this episode, visit our website, aspoonfulofpaulo.com or our YouTube channel. I'm Paulo Presta, and I hope you always remember to dream big.
Dream big.
Spoonful of Paulo.
I love you, Oprah. Bye, everyone. We'll see you next time.